Water is an amazing element. It can be calm and as reflective as a mirror or as awesome as a crashing wave, but in an instant, it can take a life. How many children's lives are lost every day due to drowning? 2. Now, while the ignorant may dismiss that number as being on the low side, what do you get if you multiply 2 times 365? A lot of lives needlessly lost, especially when you consider how preventing these losses can be achieved by simply connecting with your local YMCA. My first guest today is here to share insight into this issue and how your local YMCA offers swimming programs that provide multiple benefits. She is the Senior Manager of Aquatics with the YMCA of the USA, Lindsay Mondick. How are you today, Lindsay?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
A couple of websites. Nationally, if you're listening on the stream, it's ymca.net, and in New Jersey, njymca.org. You can find out the YMCA locally and nearest you, because Lindsay, the organization offers so many important programs, but especially as we go into this time of year, although the past week with the weather being what it is, swimming might not be the first thing on your mind, but getting into, you know, June, July, August, a lot of people go to a lot of water, and if you don't have the proper knowledge, a lot of bad stuff can happen, can't it?
Absolutely. At the Y, we are one of the largest community-based organizations and own and manage over 2,000 pools. And because of this, we really feel that we can help bridge the gap in delivery of swimming lessons and water safety, especially in those underserved communities. As you mentioned, drowning poses a real serious health or threat to health in our people, particularly children and minorities. 2 children die every day, like you said, but specifically leading cause of death for children 1 to 4 and the third leading cause of death for children 5 to 19.
Wow. And I think 2 big myths that people have regarding drowning, water is safety and drowning is, I mean, we've seen the idea of the water birth, for example. So we think that the ability to navigate through water is some sort of natural ingrained ability, and that's not true. And we've seen certainly in scenes and movies and TV shows that drowning is this huge dramatic effect. Drowning is just simply you go down, you don't come back up, and if you're not watching, you don't see that happening, do you?
Yeah, absolutely. It's often silent, and for most children, at least, it looks like they're playing. It's bobbing up and down, you know, kind of in that vertical position, looking up towards the sky and really trying to do anything they can to keep themselves up. There's often no splashing, no call for help, because people who go through that drowning have that reflex to really put all of their energy into getting air. So.
You know, what you just said made me think of a time I was, used to go with my parents way back when down to Atlantic City at the hotel, and the swimming pool had, you know, the 3-foot, 4-foot, 5-foot sections, and then there was this huge drop off. They had a little cable across where it would drop off down to 6, 8, 10 feet. I remember slipping past that cable and not having the best swimming abilities. That was one of the most scary moments of my life, because it was like, I don't know how to get out of this right now.
Right, and that's why at the Y, in our Safety Around Water program, we really focus on teaching kids to learn what to do if they find themselves in water unexpectedly or in an unplanned incident in the pool.
And it's called the Safety Around Water program. What are the priority elements of this whole program?
Yeah, so children learn fundamental water safety skills. So they learn some concepts like reach and throw and don't go. So instead of jumping in to help somebody, reach out or throw an object to them. We talk about CPR and then what to look for in a safe place to swim, as well as those basic skills of water competency. So we teach teach people how to go underwater, front float and back float. And then there are 2 key skills that we focus on in the program. The first one is jump, push, turn, and grab. So teaching a child to push off the bottom of the pool if they were to fall into the water, get themselves back to the surface, and then turn and grab the side of the pool. And then the second skill is swim, float, swim. So teaching a child to swim a short distance on their front, roll over on their back to get rest, and then roll back onto their front and continue swimming to safety.
I'm thinking of, you know, when that moment of uncertainty hits you in the water and you start panicking, flailing around and everything, is it better just to, does the body have a natural buoyancy where if you just simply extended yourself, you would just float to a degree and make a less of a risk than if you were flailing around?
Right. I think, well, everybody's body is a little different in how it reacts to water and has buoyancy. But obviously, when you are in a situation that's unexpected like that, the best thing you can do is calm yourself and relax and allow your body to float. The more people struggle, the more tired they get, which can lead to more problems than if they were to relax.
Because a lot of times the people who could rescue you might not be there immediately. A large beach, for example, might take maybe a couple to maybe 5 minutes to get to a specific point, and that can make the difference between life and death.
Absolutely. You know, at the Y, we always advocate if you are at a beach or a pool to swim near or in the presence of a lifeguard and never swim alone, obviously. Those seconds count. When you're dealing with a drowning or potential drowning situation.
Is it a time-consuming process to teach a youth water safety, or is it a quick time to get them to a level of where they will be able to be a lot safer then versus now?
Right. Well, every child and every person is different in the amount of time it takes them to swim. And I would also say that, swimming is one layer of protection in terms of decreasing that risk of drowning. Important layers are constant supervision, no matter if a child knows how to swim or not, and then barriers. So ensuring if you have a pool, for instance, that you have gates and self-latching gates and pool alarms as those layers of protection to ensure that drowning doesn't happen to your family.
We're talking with Lindsay Mondick, who is a senior manager of aquatics with the YMCA of the USA, about their safety around water program. You can learn more in New Jersey at njymca.org. Nationally, if you're listening on the stream, it's ymca.net. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. How young should a parent start thinking about these programs?
Well, we believe the earlier the better. So we offer swimming lessons to children as young as 6 months of age, but it's really never too early or too late to learn how to swim.
And what way does your program build water confidence with the youth? Because that's obvious a thing, because you have contrasting ideas. You have the intangible and the unpredictable sometimes of water versus the humanity of a child. And
right.
When those two clash, I mean, it's very easy to make a problem out of those two sides.
Right. In our program, we really focus as little as 6 months of age with water enrichment and readiness activities. When you get into those preschool ages and school age, we're really focused then on those personal water safety skills and basic swimming skills, focusing on developing that high level of comfort, practicing those safe water habits. Engaging in underwater exploration and really learning, again, how to swim to safety and exit, building that confidence so that children are more competent as they go to the water and understand how to rescue themselves as well as how to help others if they were to get into trouble.
Certainly, in a way, much like with fire, you have to respect the water because the water can overpower you a lot easier than you can overpower the water.
Absolutely. Water is definitely fun, but you definitely have to have a respect for it as well. It's a recreational activity, but also swimming is, one of those skills that's not only fun, but it can save your life.
And again, much like with fire, you always want to have an escape route. When it comes to when you're in trouble and you get into a conflict within the water, what are some of the things to remember as far as a safety escape as opposed to, I mean, is there a safety escape versus waiting for someone to get to you?
Right. Well, it's always know your environment, right? So if you are at a beach, for instance, knowing where the shore is and where the lifeguard is and swimming in a guarded area. And then knowing, being aware of the risks associated with whatever water you're nearby. So if you're at the beach, understanding currents and rip currents as well as sea life or life around in the water and being aware of those risks and what to do if you would find yourself in trouble with any of those unknowns.
And again, the programs are going to vary from YMCA to YMCA, but typically if you enroll in the program, what's the typical length of a safety around water program?
Yeah, so our typical lessons are eight lessons of 30 to 40 minutes each. So 8 weeks or 8 days is what our YMCA programs typically the length of our programs.
It sounds like a short time, but it sounds like with the way the program structure is going to make a significant difference in the safety with your child in the water in the summer as well as in the pool. Indoor pools, too. We have those in existence as well. It's just a matter of water safety can be created very simply through the Safety Around Water program that the YMCA offers. And you can learn about more in New Jersey at njymca.org. And nationally, if you're listening on the stream at ymca.net, we've been joined today by the Senior Manager of Aquatics with the YMCA of the USA, Lindsay Mondick. Lindsay, thanks so much for offering parents and caregivers really a simple solution to ensure that the summer is a fun one and a safe one. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you again for having me.